United States Interior Secretary Sally Jewell came to Richmond Battlefield Park in Hanover to participate in the transfer.
This is huge. It is huge for telling the story of the Civil War.
Jewell accepted the transfer of the 285 acres on the Gaines Mill Battlefield from the Civil War Trust for $400,000.
In 1928, 5-6 businessmen, God bless them, got together and saved, what was it, 60-some acres right here.
Civil War Trust President James Lighthizer.
We are going to increase the size of this battlefield some 4 times, and more importantly, we're going to add permanently to the preservation of an exciting and significant and tragic chapter in American history, and that's the Battle of Gaines Mills.
The Trust purchased the land for $3.2 million, about half from the Commonwealth of Virginia, about half from its members, and practically gave the land to the National Park Service.
Gaines Mill stands out as the largest and the most violent battle of Robert E. Lee's 7 days campaign.
Richmond National Battlefield Park Superintendent David Ruth.
Here, on June 27, 1862, 100,000 men were engaged in combat, and the battle line stretched for nearly 2 miles.
The victory went to the Confederates that day and saved Richmond for a time from being overrun by Union soldiers. It was Robert E. Lee's first major victory.
There's nothing better than strolling through the beautiful landscapes of Virginia and learning what happened on these hallowed grounds many, many years ago. They're all good for our health, and they're all good for the economy of this area.
Secretary Jewell was here to push for full and permanent funding of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which has preserved 81 battlefields in 16 states and given Virginia $84 million over the past 50 years. It is set to expire without action from Congress. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.